What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so I am just really excited about today's show because we have Miles Adcox coming on the show, and he is the co-founder of Onsite Workshops, which is where I went for my retreat, intensive, 4.5 days. 6 individual hours a day with a therapist in a room.
And no phone.
No phone.
We missed you.
I missed you guys too.
It was very.
Although
it was
like
day one, captain's log. Dear Jana, this is what I wanted to share with you today, but I didn't get a chance to. Letters to camp.
But it was an amazing experience. And I really want him to come on to talk about that special place that it is and what people can expect to go there. And it's a beautiful place. And I feel like, how do I say this? I could go there all the time. It's so great. But I'm excited for Chicago.
Yes, I'm so ready.
Guys, it's been hard to not be with you.
I feel like we need one every day.
I know.
Well, actually, I kind of needed a, like,
I did
sleep,
need a break, yeah.
I needed a detox. Yeah. I needed a wind down detox.
Yeah. Guys, I haven't had that much wine in a long time.
Oof. I drank a lot.
I was like sweating on Tuesday, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Cabernet. I think I need to take a deep breath.
Oh, God, those shows were so much fun. But we are going to add new dates. I think we're looking at New York, we're looking at Cali, we're looking at Detroit.
Hey, those Michigan girls are ready. They are like all up on my IG. Like, when you coming to Michigan?
I might need a Michigan sweatshirt.
Duh. It's a homecoming.
Can Michigan not Michigan?
Just in Michigan.
I wasn't going to do it, but
Michigan.
I wanted to say, I was like, of course, inclusive.
Whatever. Y'all are not
it's
inclusive.
Fine. It's fine. We are.
She doesn't know how to play euchre, so she's more Michigan than people that don't know how to play euchre.
I don't play euchre. Every time I learned, I was drunk in college. I just want everyone to know that. And I don't remember the rules.
Well, we'll be drunk at wind down, so we'll teach you then.
And I'll forget again.
Okay.
Speaking of patterns.
Miles Adcox. Let's get him on in.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Well, thank you. I know that you are jet lagged from the wedding and the travel, which by the way, I feel like a lot of planes right now, I feel like everyone gets delayed.
Everyone.
Lately.
Yeah.
Like right now it's like so bad. So I don't know what's going on,
but that's definitely, if you want your patience tested, go fly.
Ugh. Right.
I've heard that people are saying that if you have like an actual speaking engagement or if it's like for business, that you should book at least two flights on two separate airlines because that's the chances of one getting canceled is so in your favor right now that to have a backup plan.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Noted for next time when you're not at Britney Spears' wedding.
Okay, so Miles and I go way back. I met Miles, God, how many years ago? 15 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Even more. Yeah, probably even more than that. I believe it was at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Good memory.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so I remember meeting you there. And then, so Miles, which we've already talked about, but I'll let you go into where you started, because I would mess it up, but just give the background, because I talked about on-site, and we're going to ask you some questions around that and the other things, but can you just give a brief description of on-site, because that's kind of the focus of what we were talking about earlier in the show.
Sure. Yeah. On-site is something I'm really proud to get an opportunity to own and run and be part of an amazing team. I made a pivot almost 2 decades ago. That's aging me, but I was in the entertainment space for a brief period working on the business side of sports, and kind of hit a patch in my own life where I needed some support, and I got it. Thankfully, the right people came around me at the right time, and I just had a real lights coming on moment and knew I wanted to shift gears and be a part of helping people evolve and just become the best versions of who I know they can be in their relationships and with themselves. And so that, to me, took me in the lane of psychology, and I did some more training and education and got into the space and have been in it now for quite some time and operated and run several programs. But the one I spend most of my time with and the one that I'm probably known for is OnSite. And OnSite is an emotional wellness retreat offering. We offer personal growth retreats, intensive self-development work, intensive therapy programs. And then I've also got some longer term options too. And we've got our main campus is just outside Nashville, about 45 minutes on a couple hundred acres, a beautiful farm. And then we've got a second location we just added in San Diego County in Southern California. So that's the very, very quick version, but I'll be happy to get granular and tell you anything you want to know about it.
Well, Kristen wants to know how we can get her husband there. that's what you said.
I was like, so we've got offered, my husband and I got offered to go do a 4-day intensive there, but then COVID hit.
Mm.
And so, and I'll be honest, at the time when the offer came through, it was like, how do I leave my kids and unplug for 4 days? Because I have like what some might classify as anxious attachment, whatever, when it comes to my children.
Just to
so
your kids,
I was like,
though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you too. Yeah. I really did miss you guys. It's weird same. When we're together and then not together. But I thought 4 days is a long time. And it's so funny because I knew that I got the chance to talk to you today and I started thinking about on-site again this morning. And I was like, I actually think 4 days feels like something I would do now. Because you and on-site are behind so many successful marriages on the country music side of like my world that I just can't imagine. I can't imagine what 4 days to actually just like think would be like at this point in my life.
First of all, I can relate, and I know what's behind the curtain. I'm a advocate of the work, both as someone who delivers it, but also somebody who participates in it. I believe in it enough that I do at least one tune-up a year for myself or my marriage. And it, but every time, even though I know it's going to be beneficial, and that 4-day window is really tried and true. Once people have had an experience with us, then we can get creative and curate shorter experiences like 2-day or 3-day or even 1-day or half day. But for the first time, if you're coming in as a couple or as an individual, that we've really researched that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be monumentous to be able to step away from family obligations and things for 4 full days, but you'd be shocked at how fast it goes once you're there. Mm-hmm. But I want to humanize it and say every year, I know it's going to be beneficial. I even get excited about it now. In some years, I've got stuff I really need to unpack. You know, I might be in a high stress season, and there's other years things are going quite well, and I just want to do a tune-up just for prevention's sakes. But every time I stress and struggle about the time away, mm-hmm. I think it's just human nature when we're in a rhythm and routine and suddenly it's going to be disrupted, especially to do a digital cleanse like we do at our place. That definitely promotes some anxiety. So you're not alone there and having some trepidation about coming.
I will say too, there's something that, cause I called Miles, probably it was probably like 2 months ago. And I was just like, I need to come now. like right now, like I'm in crisis mode. I can't shut my brain off. Like I'm not good. And I just, you know, we talked through, you know, what I'm, because I've obviously I'd been to on-site before, two times before that. And I remember talking to him too. And then when I saw you there, cause you came with your family and there was, for some reason I felt shame around it going like, how am I here again? And you definitely made me feel so much better when you said that you tune up too and things come up and I'm like, okay. So like, cause I felt like a failure coming back.
It's not a place you graduate from, right? That's what I loved when you just said that too. I was like, oh, a tune up. Like it just made it so.
That makes it sound better versus like, oh, I have to go back.
Or yeah. Like, oh, I thought I fixed that 12 years ago when I went that one time. And then I thought I fixed it the next time. And I'm like, how am I here again? And like, that's where it just feels like, yeah, I don't know if it was like embarrassment or if it was shame or like what it was, but then you were like, no, like there's the tune ups and the, you know, you learning things. And I'm like, okay, like that made me feel so much better. So I want to thank you for that too, because I think it was hard to kind of walk back in that space again.
That's really good to hear. And you're not in it. I'm sure you know, but you're not alone there either. It's I think I thought a lot about that, you know, why people struggle and feel that if you come and invest in time with us, that you're trying to fix something that's wrong with you. And it's, you know, kind of counseling gets that rap too, but it's actually not what's wrong with you at all, that you invest in becoming a better version of yourself, no matter what season you're in. That's what's right with you 100%. And it's not something I tell people all the time. It's not something you need. It's something you deserve. It's just, as humans, we don't look at our mental wellness and our mind and our hearts the same way we do as our physical bodies. We know improving our lives physically is not a linear process. It's not a check the box, start and stop. It's a maintenance. Same goes with the mind. And that's why I like calling it emotional fitness versus just this idea that we start here and stop here and skip through the meadow kumbaya. And after we've done a little work, that's just the start of it. But the good news is over time, once you've got tools and you know the work, it gets a little lighter every time you're doing it, even if life throws you a pretty big curveball.
That's so true on the fitness side. Cause I'm like, are we ever really, like, we might be in our best shape, but then you can fall back into certain patterns. And it's like, yeah, I've never thought of it like those two together.
Emotional fitness. You need to TM that pretty quick because I really like it.
Well, I made the mistake. So I started talking about it probably 12 years ago, back when nobody cared. I was talking at the Holiday Inn in Phoenix to six people, who were probably my friends at the time. But
was your wife?
Right. But as the speaking, it has really grown over the years, outside of the last 2 years. And the rooms got bigger and started speaking to large groups of people. I realized that was such a good frame. And I actually wrote a definition for it and started working on a book for it and never trademarked it. And then since then, two other books and a company came out and I was like, oh, I missed that one.
Aww.
But I still use it.
You're the OG, Miles, for everyone that's listening. We know.
Well, who knows? I think we're all just spiritual thieves, but at least we steal from the best. Somebody probably had it before I did.
Sure. I think what's so special about on-site too, and I'd love for you to speak to it, is the experiential therapy. Because when I explain it to someone and I say, okay, you know, people de-roll and enroll as like my dad, or enroll as, you know, my best friend, or they enroll. Like, for example, when I was there, I enrolled as Queendom. So I got to step into like, and I every time I talk to my friends, I'm like, I cry. But like, it's like, then I had to talk to myself how Queendom would talk to me. And it's like, there's something so special about experiential therapy that really just hits it like right on the head. Like, cause it's, you know, I've done therapy for so long, but there's something about that experiential work to really like embody it. And I don't know the methods or like the terminology behind it, but like, what do you think is so, like, why do you think that therapy is so impactful versus other types of therapy?
Well, what you're describing, experiential therapy, is not, it's certainly not the only model we do, but it is the one we're known for, because we've been doing it a long time. I'm a big advocate and believer in experiential counseling therapy and even experiential education when you're talking. And, you know, what is it? Well, it's kind of an umbrella or a body of therapeutic modalities or change techniques that are action oriented versus just talking. Because so most of us that have either done counseling or we've seen it on TV, You think about it as a verbal exchange between one person and another. If you, most people see it on media, you see somebody laying on a couch and they're telling, you know, somebody something. That's what we usually do. And that's well-researched. That's kind of cognitive behavioral therapy or processing. It's really beneficial and it's effective. But it, for me, I did years of that and still felt really stuck until somebody got creative and showed me my story versus told me and reflected my story back to me. Because if you hear it in the context of like, yeah, we do role play and use drama and art, that would sound a little weird out of context. You're like, I don't want any part of that. But actually for me, it moves faster. It feels safer. It hits the right part of my brain because our rational reasoning part, which is this prefrontal cortex, if you think about the brain from the top down, is usually offline when we're in stress. And we hold pain and trauma in our limbic, and we just find experiential tools and therapy to access that limbic where we hold a lot of our pain, you know, much more efficiently and faster. It's important that it's done safely because it's a powerful tool and you don't want to come in and you know, open someone up and without the tools and skill to be able to slowly integrate. But it is, if I were to say something to you all, it activates a third of your brain, like I'm doing now. If I were to show it to you, it activates two thirds. And if I were to make it kinesthetic and put it into action, it activates all of it. You know, if you great trial attorneys that are trying to convince a jury, you know, to move their direction, they're not going to tell them what they want them to hear. They're going to show them, they're going to bring props into the room because they know that if I can make this experience visual and kinesthetic, I'm more likely to sway someone's opinion my way. So those are just a couple quick examples, and there's a lot of creative ways to do it, but we found it to be a really highly effective model to move really quickly and do a whole lot. I mean, some people hour by hour would compare our 1 week experience at Living Centered program to like a year's worth of outpatient therapy, just because the pace it moves. But yeah. Does that help, Jana? Did that clarify it a little bit?
Yeah. It's hard to describe to people that haven't been through it because they kind of go, well, that sounds a little weird. I'm like, no, but like it's the most intense, amazing work that, like you said, I'm like, it's years of therapy in 4 days.
I also think there's a level of safety that you guys provide at Onsite. Like, I've had so many friends go, and just recently, like, one of my friends, Haley Hubbard, just came back and she's been open about her visit there. That's why I'm sharing this. But, you know, even when she was texting me the other day, she was just talking about, she's like, you know, I went and I was going to be with these people and like family. And she goes, and then they weren't able to, but it was just good because I just got to sit with myself. And I'm like, yeah, but it feels so welcoming back because you guys have made it so safe, I think, that then experiential therapy doesn't feel so weird or like, you know, I've been in some intensives, like a 2 day intensive or a 1 day intensive with a group of country wives that, you know, we're all processing. And if I was to describe what we did there together, it would sound strange to people, but because you're in such a safe environment and you have this like code of conduct that, you know, it's confidential, I think knowing the level that you guys hold that piece makes people feel safe enough to do what you do there and allows them the feeling of like they got a year's worth in 4 days.
Yeah. And it's such an investment too, you know, like you're investing in yourself, which is, I know people can be like, oh, well, it's expensive. And you guys have things to help with that, don't you?
Yeah, we kind of diversify our socioeconomic. It is expensive. I mean, good, really, because I curate therapeutic talent to death. I want the best of the best around the table. And we go to any means to get them and so that they can support us with part of their time. I've just, you know, counseling is like any other profession. There's a wide array of talent. And the education and credentials are vital, but that doesn't dictate your skill level and your ability to be good at your work. There's other factors that go into it and attracting those people. And then also, I really appreciate what you were sharing about the safety piece, because I'm obsessed with that. I think psychological safety is everything, because without it, we don't have trust. And you can do great therapy without trust, but I don't find it to be very sustainable and it doesn't support great outcomes. So if we lose our ability to be who we are and curate an environment where people feel safe to be vulnerable, then we're missing the mark right out of the gate. And we have an advantage because we have a location where we can curate an experience, we can curate the hospitality, we can kind of insulate, the environment enough where people can experience psychological safety. And that's my favorite thing of everything we do. Take all the tools, the techniques, the change, and we're not there to do anything to you. It's just mirroring back an experience with you of what it feels like to feel safe being in your skin and being fully who you are. And ideally, you go back out and show up that way a little bit more in your relationships, in your work, in your craft. And I always say to people when they're there, you know, it's like a little curated space. So, you know, the world is definitely not going to feel like this, you know, to you, but ideally you're going to begin to feel like this to the world. Mm-hmm. And I've since learned that, you know, people would think that people that do what we do, kind of that personal growth, self-development space, that it's kind of weird and you go there when you need it. But actually, I think it's more culturally sound, connected, and appropriate than the world we live in. So mm-hmm. I've since looked at, well, I don't think we're very weird. I think the world's kind of weird.
I would actually agree with that.
Yeah. That's a good point. I would say too, like around that, the safety thing, one of the main things is you don't say your last name and you don't say what you do.
Oh, wow.
And that was a piece too, where, you know, it's nice. They might maybe recognize you. But again, you have such a safe place. I mean, and something did happen when I was there the last time. I was eating lunch and I didn't know that this person knew me, but he said my name, first and last name. And one of the supervisors heard it, who was one of my supervisors from 10 plus years ago. And she came over to me but in that moment I was like, I felt like I had to put on a face again. Mm. I was like, for 3 days, I've been just me and people liked just me. And then all of a sudden, the guy goes, Jana Kramer. And I was like, and like and I was just like, oh God. And I felt so exposed because I'm like, I've been like, so like, and it was just, and then Lynn came over to me and was like, and I just started bawling because I was just like, now I feel like I have to like put on this Jana Kramer face. And like, and it was just, and the person ended up having,
know, like a background.
Yeah. Or like, whatever. He's going to go and tell X, Y, and Z that I just did this thing in front of the group, because you become like this, like almost like this culty family where you just like, you love on everybody and it just becomes so, such a beautiful, and you're, you know, lifting people up and encouraging them. And then it's like, God, is he going to go back and say that I was like bawling about this, or, you know, you guys ended up making the person leave because there was a few other things that happened, but like, and I appreciated that, like the keeping protection. That protection, because it is so important to people at on-site. So.
Well, for a minute it took your safety away. Like you didn't feel safe.
Well, and then I felt like I had to go do what I always do, put a smile on, put a face on, and then put my act on.
Yeah.
And like, that was not what I wanted to do. Go ahead.
I just say, I appreciate you speaking into that. It's, you know, we work a lot with creatives, and it's particularly the community that I know some of you work in, music, film, television, sports. It's kind of, it's a division that we just doubled down on because we just brought Debbie Carroll over to launch a new division around it, which if you don't know her, you should get to know her. She ran the Music Cares for the last 24 years and just a pioneer at the intersection of mental health and music. So I'm so excited to have her on board. She's been a friend and a colleague forever, but we're getting ready to do more in that space. But you bring up an important point, which is important point, which is there's that jet lag brain, which is, It's one of the hardest things that we do is separate ourselves from this identity that we create, and we lose. In other words, there's a lot of great human doings that come to our programming. They do great things, and we try to say, okay, well, we get that. We want you to be a human being for a week, and I struggle with that too. We all do because I think in the first 30 seconds of every new conversation we have with a new person, 90% of the time, we will ask what the other person does. So we quickly size people up based on what they do. So that was important to us to say, let's just remove that. Let's equal the playing field. And now for people who don't have a public profession, it's amazing. And even those that do, that don't have incidents like yours, it's amazing that they just get to be a human for a week and not known by what they do, but better known by who they are. But in regards to people who do things publicly, it is a challenge because we do what we do and we hold a very strict guideline. And so I'm glad you brought that point up. We let people know right up front that it doesn't matter what someone does when they're here. If you recognize them by what they do, then we ask you not to engage them with that. And if you do, we would see that as a guideline violation because again, it creates a safety issue. But we also know that humans are humans, and we can say that, we can do that, and sometimes people are going to approach anyway. It's pretty rare. It doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, we try to take action pretty quick. But the good news about OnSite is we've really been pushing against the stigma for a long time, especially against the entertainment community. And thankfully, and I credit, honestly, folks like, you know, you, Jana, and others who've been outspoken, vulnerable advocates for doing your own work, and you've said OnSite's a good place to do it, because now it's become a little bit more of a hip, trendy, cool thing to do. It's mm-hmm. not like, oh my gosh, I got to go to OnSite. It's like, when do I get to go to OnSite mm-hmm. in the music community, which has been a real advantage because it creates a safety where people come and they're not really worried about being there. They just want to know that what they do there stays safe and contained. And we've got a lot of measures in place to make sure that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
And I will say too, the investment in yourself is just everything. I wish I could gift it to every single person that I know. And I came back and obviously, you know, Catherine, you're going through what you're going through. And I said to you, I was like, just tell me when you want to go, because I want all of you guys to experience that. And I think you said you wanted to talk to Miles about that kind of hesitation, right? Of stepping into it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, in the scheme of things, kind of newer to therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I obviously just started with my newest therapist, gosh, I don't know, 6-8 months, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I've been in therapy before, but I am more the hesitant, you know, therapy seeker, if you will.
We wouldn't classify her as an oversharer right out of the gate.
Yeah. I love to be very vulnerable and I love to talk about a lot. But
believe it or not.
Yeah. But I'm actually going through a divorce. But when we were in couples therapy the first time, it was kind of that, like, and I put this on myself too, kind of like, let's go to therapy to fix you kind of thing. And
you mean your partner? Fix
well,
your partner
fix
or
fix me? Sorry.
Oh, fix. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, fix
sorry.
Me.
Oh, so your partner was like, "Let's go to fix you."
I had the obvious, you know, family history that was just obviously affecting me in ways, and da da da. So it was kind of like, "Let's go to therapy to fix Catherine," kind mm-hmm. of thing. And then I think, as you know, we went through, it's like, well, everybody has their stuff, you know. And then we ended up not being happy with our therapist, and we were kind of in and out. But anyways, I am hesitant. All that to say. If I'm completely honest, the thought of a week of therapy, like being like a year of therapy, is terrifying to me.
Sure.
I mean, just to be completely honest, like for someone that doesn't love to be vulnerable, doing it for that long is so overwhelming to even think about. And I love hearing y'all talk about it because I think it seems amazing. And I think it's something that I would love to want to do. I just am not necessarily there. But I think it sounds amazing. I'm not saying, you know, I'm sure it's great. It's all just, right, it's harder
this.
For someone like me.
Picture this. The view is great. You get to eat with both hands for 4 days.
Okay.
Let me get to you on a mom level.
And they have sonic ice.
You get to sleep. They have sonic ice?
They have sonic ice.
You do get to sleep? Like you get to sleep in or do you get up early?
I don't know. Let's ask Miles.
It's like 8 o'clock. If you want to do the meditation, you can. You can skip it if you want.
We do keep a pretty good, pretty aggressive schedule. However, it's, because I want to give you everything we got while you're there. However, people do report that after the first 24, 48 hours of the work that they sleep better than they have in a really long time. And we get way too much credit because they're like, what kind of mattresses and sheets do you have?
No, it is the best. I'm telling you, that room that y'all put me in, oh my gosh, I was like, I'm not getting, like, I wanted to know exactly what the sheets were too. It was so comfortable.
Well, they are nice. I do care about the details and I love hospitality. So I love curating good experience, but they're not like what you would expect, like high thread count, all that. I think it's more the context, the work that you do. But you speaking to that hesitation, it's I'm not knowing that you're somebody that is intrigued or would consider doing something with us at some point. Obviously, I get excited about that because I'm such a believer in what mm-hmm. we do. But I'm not dissuaded at all by hesitation. I think it's a totally appropriate response, especially in this context when you hear two people that are early adopters. In other words, we've both been, well, clearly I worked there, but we've both been talking about it so enthusiastically. And it's like, well, wait a minute, what is this? Mm-hmm. And even hearing about the fire hose kind of experience, like that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's totally normal. And I would say more than 60, 70% of the people that come feel that way. they have a lot of hesitation and a little bit of angst. And I'm always encouraged by that, because that's a great place for us to start. If you didn't have any, now there are instances and certain examples, like with what Jenna was talking about, where, okay, I've done this enough that I know where I'm coming. I feel relief to be there, to get out of a stressful environment. That happens some too, but more than not, you're definitely in the majority where it's like, ooh, I'm not so sure. One thing that would help, and we probably couldn't do it in a podcast, but to get on a call with me or one of our folks and just have a conversation so we can learn more about the hesitation. And I bet when we walk you through with more time that it could help give you more information to ensure that it's going to be a time well spent. And it may not be. It may not be for everybody. It may not be right now. There should never be any pressure with it, but it's a cool experience. And therapy is a part of it, but it's also, it's a beautiful retreat space. And mm-hmm. I put as much emphasis on the hospitality end as I do the therapy end. So like they said, if anything, if you need a mom retreat, it could be a good place to go to.
Yeah. And I would say, Kat, too, like, I think, and I could be totally wrong. You could be totally, you know, fine, whatever. But there's just something in me where I just feel like, because I've received the gift of what Onsite has given me, and that kind of, because in the beginning, in the very beginning, the first day, it's like this, you're all in a room together and everyone's kind of looking around, everyone like, oh God, what the hell did we sign up for? And then you go to one side of the room, people that are excited to be there that are, oh, wow. And then there's the people that are like, what did I do? There's not many people to the far right. And I was the last one. I was all the way. Like, why? Like, what did I do? Hmm. Because it's like, is it going to work? Is it, you know, am I going to leave here? And they just, the whole thing is trust the process. And I just think for you, and this is just me, and you can call me out and say, absolutely not. But like, there's a piece that I think you're blocking. And I just want to see that wall go down.
Oh, sure.
Because I think when you get that, and that's what I think you would get at Onsite, you will have this amazing breakdown and breakthrough.
Yeah. Mm. And I agree with you.
That might be part of the hesitation.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. That's well, like, because exactly. I'm almost like, yeah. Feel you wall, like yeah. Coming
it's
up. And
totally
I'm like, you need yeah. to have the breakdown to get through the breakthrough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I 100% agree with you.
Come to the law firm of Kramer and Bruster. We break down every other day.
That was well said, Jenna. But I think another thing to consider too, and Jenna actually referenced it when she was talking a moment ago, how it can feel so connected and tight and curated that you joked, but I think you mentioned like cultish type feel.
Yeah.
And I'm very leery of that type stuff. If I hear like this real, you know, if everybody's talking about this thing that we have to do, then honestly, I have this little part of it that doesn't trust it. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? Is this too good? And I want you to hear that I have seen that happen a lot in spiritual and emotional growth offerings. I mean, you've seen some of the documentaries that are super creepy right now about how people, even low key, creating dependence on what they do. Mm. And we make a huge effort not to do that. That's not our model. We don't believe that we have answers for you that you don't already have. We never want to create a dependence on our model or on us. We're fine for people to appreciate what we do, but we believe people have within them what they need to change. We just are good partners to guide you through the process and then to let you go about your way, not to, you know, come back all the time. There are people like me who choose to come back once a year, but that's more for me. It's not because of what I receive in our programming. So that could be part of it too. If you've ever been overpromised and under-delivered by something that was really shiny, then there's probably a smart part of you that's sitting back being like, I'm not so sure. I don't mm-hmm. know if that's the case for you or not, but I wanted to say that.
No, it's good to know for sure.
Where are you kind of at with it? Are we a little emotional?
No.
I keep thinking you're crying.
I know. Every day it's I think just like, you I feel like you've been crying.
No, I just care so deeply for both of like yeah. all my friends. Yeah. And I'm like, I even called my brother. I was like, I know we know our childhood stuff, but like you gotta like go through this. Like
yeah. I think for me personally, I would like to kind of get through the divorce part of it. I mean, obviously that will come out and sure. that will whatever and kind of just when I'm ready to fully focus on myself and my past traumas, I think is when I will feel ready to do it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Maybe
I
not.
Think it could be a good space for you to do both.
Ready. No, but I will yeah. say this, though. I wasn't ready when I got divorced last year. I wasn't ready. I wanted yeah. to go have fun and ignore it. I'm like, I've been doing therapy for so many yeah. years. Like, I'm fine. Everything's amazing.
Catch
and then
me
I'm
in
like,
a bikini.
Yeah, catch me in a bikini yeah. in Miami. Boobs out. Got you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was yeah. like, in my mind, I was like, I've done so much therapy. I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh God, I'm just repeating same patterns.
Sure.
And now now a year later, and that's what I said. I'm like, instead of going to Miami, I went to heal myself.
Yeah. And I definitely don't want to repeat the same patterns. So if I'm so far from it, but if I am thinking about dating or if I am, it is very important to me to do work to not repeat same patterns. Mm-hmm. I will say that. So I do think maybe when my mind shifts a little bit that way, maybe I'll be more, you know, going that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know your circumstances at all. And I know now wouldn't be the time to unpack that. But I empathize because I know I've walked with a lot of people, gone through some transitions myself, but big transitions, especially ones like what you're describing, can be really hard on our nervous system, no matter mm-hmm. the circumstances, whether mm-hmm. it's a choice or not a choice, they can be super stressful. And give yourself a ton of grace on mm-hmm. how you're navigating it. There will be time. I affirm Jana, because I can tell y'all are close in kind of the nudge. She's like I think you're probably more likely to engage, feeling invited like she's doing, like, hey, I'm not trying to push you somewhere, but sure. I also want to really encourage it. But if you wanted to, I just encourage you to be well-resourced in a big transition. Transitions are good times to come and do our experience. I will say that, but there are other resources that I just think you need a good net underneath you, that when you navigate these next early stages and then on in, that you've got a plan. And whether it's us or not, I'd be glad to help, you know, resource you and recommend some good things in the meantime until you feel like we might be a fit, or if you ever feel like we might be a fit.
Sure.
I just want to offer some support.
I know, you're so sweet.
Okay, this conversation is definitely one of my favorite conversations because of how special this place is. And I really want a part two of this. So Miles, we're going to part two this, and join us next week to hear the second half of this.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.